Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hotline into.
That's really embarrassing.
Start over?
Oh my God. Take two. Oh, he's still going. That's how you know. It's a TJV show. Seven minutes past the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, my atoms and electrons are working against each other, as it would seem. This is Jennifer's Correct, the TJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, and her authoritative voice, mine that almost sounded authoritarian.
Yeah.
Authoritarian versus versus authoritative, as it were. We are focused on these hand sanitizers at the moment. There are supposedly 59 that you should avoid. Do we know which ones, and how do they determine whether is that they've got too much alcohol or the contents is not good, because this has become...
It's the wood alcohol, I think, that people are using to make the sanitizers, particularly the ones that are being made in Mexico, I think, are the ones that are...
I'm surprised there aren't some made in China that they're trying to slough off on.
Are you kidding? There's a ton of them. In fact,
sure.
I had to go to the grocery store the other day, and they had hand sanitizer for the first time, and I actually just looked at the label to see if they were from Mexico, because not that I'm avoiding them, but I couldn't remember the names of the ones that were bad, but I remembered that they were made in Mexico, so I just wanted to check. These were made in China.
Where's Purell made? Because I just bought a little bottle of that to keep in the car, of the gel.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
I looked at the ingredients, and the only thing in it is just, you know, the stuff that makes it gelatinous
alcohol. Who is still purchasing hand sanitizer rather than just washing their hands with soap and hot water?
Because I leave it in the car.
I was asking.
If you're living in an RV, then you can wash your hands each time you get back in your car. But for me, running errands, I just hand sanitize as soon as I get back in the car.
You realize
it doesn't replace washing my hands.
No, yeah. And it also gets rid of the good bacteria that's on your skin. You get rid of everything.
But if you're pumping gas and you don't have gloves with you, pumping gas in any case, it's not even that I'm being a COVID phobic. Pumping gas is gross. So
that's why we don't pump our gas in Jersey.
Yeah,
we just
pump
our gas.
Gasoline.
You fancy Jersey types.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The gasoline kills the bugs. That's the nature.
Are you washing your hands in gasoline?
No, but the gas is your word about the gas
touching
the pump.
Touching the pump is...
But the pumps get gasoline on it. Nothing's going to live on the pump.
It's,
no.
What about all the people who touch it before you? It's gross.
It doesn't make any difference. The gasoline that's on the handle that bills off of the thing.
It doesn't matter about the gasoline. It's the number of people's hands that touch the pump. It's not about the gasoline.
And the monitor.
Kills. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. The handle is not covered in gasoline.
It is any place I go.
Okay.
People are so careless with it. Ay, ay, ay. All over the place.
I give up.
I don't give up. I don't want you to give up.
I was enlightened because I actually, I was gone for a couple of days, and I got gas out of my normal county. I live in Los Angeles County. And I swear you need a hazmat suit to pump gas in Los Angeles. It's flippin' disgusting. It looks like they haven't wiped anything down in centuries.
The homeless people hanging around the gas station that turn me off
It's just gross. And so then I go and I pump gas by the beach in Ventura, and the beautiful sea breeze is blowing at me. And I touch the pump, and it actually has a sheen to it still. And I'm like, whoa, this isn't so bad. This pump doesn't look like it's been covered in 12 years worth of scum. This is amazing.
All right, so anything that has methanol.
The simple things make me happy in life.
Right, let's see here. Lavar gel, don't buy that. Clean Care No Germ, don't buy that. Let's see what other.
Where are you seeing Lavar? What's that? I've never heard
on
of that.
That's wash in Spanish, so
I'm
I have
on a food and drugs or website. Yeah, it is. Lavar is a Spanish word. Let's see here.
Oh, because the ones that I saw were Clar and Danver, Blumen, and Shine and Clean. Those are the three that they listed from yesterday on the FDA.
There
were
about 15. And Soma's hand sanitizer. You're talking about the ones you were just mentioning, the ones made in Mexico.
These yeah, there were about
ones.
50
anything
of them
anything from Mexico, don't buy it. That's basically the bottom line. Don't buy any of that stuff. Let's see here. Some more Blumen Clear Advanced Hand Sanitizer. Clar and Danver Instant Hand Sanitizer. It's from Germany. Modesta Instant Hand Sanitizer with Vitamin E. Okay, that's good. The Honeykeeper Hand Sanitizer. Hello Kitty Hand Sanitizer.
Hey.
I'm not making these up. Assured Instant Hand Sanitizer. LumaSkin Advanced Hand Sanitizer.
Just tell me Purell is on there. That's all I care about.
Purell
is
not
on there. Okay, no, so Purell is safe. That's the that's always been the biggest brand, at least here in the States. So
well, most of the stuff that's made here is okay. It's the stuff that we are bringing in from Mexico and China and places like
well,
that.
Well, let's okay. So normally we can give it to China. I'm appalled that we have to rely on them for it. But the thing that's really bad is this ingredient that they're using. It seems in by and large in the Mexican production of sanitizer, and it's essentially wood alcohol, which when it gets absorbed directly into your skin, it's poison basically. So you can't. Humans are not supposed to consume it in that way. And if you use high amounts of the sanitizer, if you use it once, you're probably going to be okay. But if you're using it throughout the day, it can build up in your system, and it's toxic. So that's why you have to be very, really check the label, because it can be serious. People have gotten pretty sick from this. So if you see made in Mexico, it's probably best to just leave that behind.
Okay. All right. Other
as much
items,
as I'd like to say China, but I don't want to scare people, because I bought Chinese sanitizer.
I went to my refrigerator is on the fritz, so I went I actually started shopping last week because I had a problem, and then yesterday I went to another place that had more of a selection of refrigerators, and most of them were made in China. There were a couple made in Germany, one made in Sweden. Let's see, how many did I find made in America? One.
What
that
brand?
Was it. General Electric.
Good. Did you buy it?
I didn't because it doesn't fit in the space. I'm trying to buy American, and I haven't found one that fits in the space. I may buy an
we
older
We have all
Nana.
GE appliances in our apartment, and they're great. Actually, I like them a lot. Frigidaire. Yeah. Is it Frigidaire? What's that line?
Frigidaire is a different company. Frigidaire
no,
is
we've
a
got
company
GE.
In and of itself.
Oh, GE Profile or something is
yeah.
the line.
Yeah, it's the old line. The American manufacturers were Amana and Frigidaire.
Was it Frigidaire Sears?
General Electric. Frigidaire was not Sears. Sears had its own brand, Kenmore.
Kenmore, right.
Sears, yeah. But no, Frigidaire was a company in and of itself. Yeah, its own thing. But they're all gone. Frigidaire, I think, is gone. Whirlpool, RCA-owned Whirlpool. Are they all, if they are around still.
I think Whirlpool still makes the washing machines, don't they?
Yeah, are they made here, or are they made in China?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing with me. I'm not buying anything. I'm sticking to my guns on this wherever I can. I'm not, and I'm not paraphrasing. That's not the get out of jail free card wherever I can. I just work hard at it. And the fellow in the refrigerator, the appliance store I went to yesterday, said to me, you know, it's amazing how many people are saying that. They come in and,
yeah.
and they want to know nobody ever asked me before. He said, nobody ever asked me before where this stuff was made. They just wanted one that fit in the space and how much was it? That's what they asked me. Now it's where is it made? It's all three of those things. Where is it made? How many cubic feet does it have in it? And what's it cost? And can you deliver it? Yeah, those are the questions he said people ask him.
Was GE more expensive than the other brands?
No. General Electric about the same as the. I'm looking for a 24 cubic foot refrigerator, and I have a space that I only have a certain amount of space. I can go up higher, and the most of the ones that went higher that were taller were the more expensive ones. That are made in Europe.
Well, you also have to, Jen, we talked about this on Monday, he also has to fit, he's got a Sub-Zero with the cabinetry that's over it. So that's kind of a bigger project.
That's rough.
Yeah. To replace that.
It looks so nice, but it's such a pain to have to replace
it. It's horrible.
Those.
Yeah, right. It is. A couple of more vaccines are on a fast track. The vaccine candidates, the FDA trying to get approval, but here we are again. Whether it's BioNTech and Pfizer, they have an okay from the FDA to send two of their possible vaccines out on the express route to approval. But what's the point? The vaccine is not going to have the vaccine that's being made now was to attack the COVID that we had in March and April. That's not the same COVID now. By any stretch.
But this is a different, the vaccine that I'm seeing a lot about, at least in the last couple of days, is this one that's being done by Moderna, and it's actually boosting people's immune systems. So it's less about fighting the disease and more about a vaccine that's pumping up immune systems. And
that makes sense. What's it going to cost? You can build up your immune system by getting good supplements. So,
right, but Fauci talked about it yesterday. He said no matter how you slice this, this is good news. It's an experimental vaccine, and it's starting on July 27th, a 30,000-person study. So it's gone up. The first initial reaction has
Who's
been great.
Believing Fauci anymore?
Why wouldn't we believe him? I know the president's attacking him, but why?
I don't care about the president. I'm interested in his stock portfolio.
Here's the thing. I actually take doctors. Advisor?
Hello.
He's very connected to the swamp, and so I agree with Doug. I take Fauci with a grain of salt, but I take all doctors that way. All science constantly disproves itself. What have we heard? Just basic level about coffee. Coffee will kill you. Coffee's great for you.
18 past the hour on the DJV program. Don't miss our clip of the day where we talk about the deep philosophical meaning behind the clown artwork on Katy Perry's new album. You will find nothing but deep philosophical conversations, as usual, here. How do I say that with a straight face? On the DJV program, clip of the day at DJVshow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get, Luke Combs. Did you see that TV show on Monday night, The Country Artists? I think I taped it.
Really a Luke Combs fan of the new breed of... I just love his voice. I think
he's warm. He's warm. He's easy. He's pleasant. He likes the audience. You can tell. You can always tell whether a performer is faking it or not when it comes to their relationship with the audience, I think, anyway. I think he's a very likable character on television as a judge. He's just a warm guy. I didn't realize he was 56 years old.
What?
No, he's not. Wait a minute. No. And the first artist in the 56 years history.
I was going to say he looked damn good for 56.
I just saw 56 years and I thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? No, the Billboard Top Country Album chart's been around 56 years. And Combs becomes the first artist in the history of the charts to get two studio albums logged 25 weeks or more at number one. That is a really strong accomplishment. His album, What You See Is What You Get, is on its 25th week there on top of the country chart. His 2017 debut album, This One's For You, was on top for 50 weeks. He surpasses now Taylor Swift, whose first two studio albums each logged 24 or more weeks at number one. So this is like twice as successful in a manner of speaking, right? And just three other artists have logged 25 or more weeks at number one with any two albums. Alabama's 1980 major label debut album, My Home's in Alabama, was at number three on the top country albums. Let's see, but both of the next two albums had long runs on top as well. Feels So Right in 81 and 82's Mountain Music, 28 weeks at number one. And then there's Garth Brooks, whose debut album in 89 peaked at number two on top country albums. So he's only been around since 1989. For some reason, I thought he'd been around longer than that. And I don't know why I think that. But, you know, that's still a good... 89 is back a little further than I want to think it is. Anyway, so...
I actually think of Garth Brooks as being very much in the 90s, so 89 surprises me that it's
he
that
was 90s
far
country.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so Luke Combs is in is pretty good company. Shania Twain is in that group. Let's see. She's the only woman I see on this list. Am I missing something?
Well, Taylor Swift, too. And
oh, Swift, that's right.
Yeah, the where he made history here is that it's his first two albums in back-to-back have gone 25 weeks or more at number one. These other artists that you're listing, Taylor Swift had held the record because her first two albums had 24 weeks at number one. All the other artists, Alabama, Garth, and Shania, they had, it wasn't their first two albums that did it. They had other albums throughout
other
their
albums.
Careers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Luke Combs basically is off to a really good Taylor Swift-like start by being on top with those first two albums.
Good. Thank you for the clarification, Victoria.
Yeah, I
could
tell we were going off the rails, so.
Excuse me?
I feel better, actually, now.
Next, the 26 past the hour on the DJV program, this portion of every hour has a focus on music, and you may be interested to know that there are more drive-in concerts being scheduled because of the obvious. The music industry is in upheaval. Enterprising artists and venues around the country being forced to think outside the box when it comes to playing for an audience, a live audience. Drive-in concerts started springing up as an alternative to standing in a crowd to see your favorite musician. So let's see, this week on the 16th, the Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis, Chapman, and Mac Powell 10-city tour begins at the Stardust Drive-In Theater in Watertown, Tennessee. I don't know why it tickled me, but it does. Called the Drive-In Theater Tour. You can go online, as a matter of fact, to driveintheatertour.com to get tickets. That's the update on those performances. At 29 past the hour, you're listening to today's DJV program.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Twitter says at this time it's limiting the ability to tweet, as well as other actions, to deal with con artists for trying to cheat people out of money trolling for Bitcoin. It's a hack that's impacting a lot of big names.
It is extremely rare to see this many high-profile accounts compromised at the same time.
CNET's Ian Schur.
We're talking about Elon Musk. We're talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Bill Gates.
It seems to be a money scam. The hacked accounts all contain the same message.
It is this tweet that encourages people to give money to a certain Bitcoin account.
Some experts believe the hackers were able to get into Twitter's infrastructure. 87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now back at home after a short hospital stay to treat a possible infection. A court spokesperson said she's doing well. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Trump administration is working hard to fix America's bridges and roads. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is cutting red tape to clear the path for new infrastructure projects.
An unprecedented top-to-bottom overhaul of the infrastructure approval process that has cost trillions of dollars in delays like you wouldn't believe.
President Trump speaking at a UPS facility in Atlanta, also saying the United States will prevail in the fight against the coronavirus.
A teenager has died of the bubonic plague in Western Mongolia after eating an infected marmot, a sign the disease may be spreading after reports of it emerging earlier this month. Officials said about 15 other people are now under quarantine and are taking antibiotics after coming in contact with the boy. Two other teenagers who also ate the marmot are also being treated. The Mongolia government instituted a quarantine in the area of the Gobi Altai province where the cases happened. Last week, health officials in China's Inner Mongolia said they suspected a herdsman contracted the bubonic plague and was hospitalized and in stable condition. The plague has been found in large rodents that live in burrows in the Asian grassland, along with other wild animals in Mongolia, northwestern China, and eastern Russia. Mongolia has issued emergency warnings not to eat any wild animals in the region. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are great here. Thank you very much. Today is another day of round-robin conversation and events. It's hard to find a place in a world that is as disrupted as this world is that there isn't something exciting going on. And as witness to that, Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with some food news, very important food news. Right, Victoria?
Yeah. It's a little bit scary, actually. Everybody loves hummus and chickpeas. That's kind of a health food staple. But new tests have come out, and new reports show that they have that chickpeas are very contaminated with very high levels of glyphosate. That is the weed-killing chemical linked to cancer that is in Roundup, that is Monsanto's Roundup product. So now this applies to... They tested dry and canned chickpeas, actually beans in general, dry lentils, garbanzo flour, which comes from chickpeas, and they tested 37 conventional non-organic chickpea and chickpea-based samples. Nearly 90% had detectable levels of glyphosate, and one-third of the 27 conventional hummus samples exceeded what is considered to be a healthy amount or an amount of glyphosate that the body can tolerate, according to the EPA. And so they said this was based on a 60-gram serving, which is about 4 tablespoons. I know a lot of people who love hummus, and yeah. they eat a lot more than 4 tablespoons worth. So if you think about it, one sample of hummus had 15 times as much glyphosate as the benchmark set by Environmental Working Group and a lot of other nonprofits who test these things. And so one of two tests from a sample of conventional dry chickpeas even exceeded what the EPA said was okay. So you have to really, really be careful. And there is cross-contamination, even if you buy organic vegetables, organic hummus, organic beans, things like that. But you have to also pay attention to if you're buying garbanzo flour, which is a very popular wheat flour alternative right now. You have to make sure it's organic. If you're buying canned beans of any kind or lentils, if you're not buying organic, you are just getting a mouthful of glyphosate, according to these new reports. So
lovely.
It's not good news. And people think of hummus as healthy, which it is, but not when it's laced with chemicals. And one bit of good news, though, Mexico yeah. is considering a ban on glyphosate, which, yeah. if you think about how much of our produce comes from Mexico, that's a good thing.
One of the things that this has inculcated its way into almost every aspect of our food supply. These people are insidious. It's like the drug companies, the same, they're the cousins to the drug companies. Let's get more and more and more inveigled into people's lives and become more an important part of getting cheap food. After all, there's no weeds. It's easier to take care of, therefore less expensive. We can grow more, more, more. And that's what a lot of farmers who don't really know or don't want to fess up to. One of the problems I have with my friend here, I'm the dairy guy and he's the produce guy, or one of the two. We have an organic, actually right next to my house, between my house and where the farm is an organic farm. They don't sell as much produce. They have a CSA, and they're okay in terms of numbers of people, but they don't affect as many people as my friend up the street does with his produce, and he does use this stuff. And I raise my eyebrow. I says, well, you can't find anything anywhere that proves the stuff really isn't good, Tommy. So I just don't get into it with him. It may be July, but Hershey's is getting into the spirit of Halloween. Can you believe we're talking about Halloween in the middle of July? This week, Reese's unveiling a host of new treats, ladies, including the colorful Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which is kind of a first. New treats, a colorful.
It's colorful?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it's green on the bottom.
Yeah.
Ew. I know. It's not flavored. It's just mm-hmm. like white chocolate or whatever that.
Oh, okay.
Wax.
Well, but
it's a white chocolate one.
Is it for Halloween? Don't you want green stuff that looks gooey?
Yeah,
and
green
sick
and purple. And yeah, I think it's called like Franken Reese's or some Franken cups.
Right.
I was
Franken
just thinking cups. I was thinking the milk chocolate. I wasn't thinking the white chocolate ones. I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we having Halloween this year? By the way.
I was just going to say, is Halloween happening?
How can you have Halloween?
I have my Carol Baskin costume all ready to go.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to see that.
I'm going to be ready or not. I have a place to go?
Oh, my God. The new Reese's Franken Cups have let's see here, the chocolate and peanut butter center that you like. But the green is a cream, actually. Mint-flavored. Pistachio.
It's not mint. We're verbally hydroplaning again, people.
Wait,
it's not mint flavored,
and it tastes like pistachio.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not mint flavored. It's not pistachio flavored. It's just green.
Wait a minute. Just a second. What is there about... What are you laughing at? You don't even know what I'm going to say yet. Why are you laughing?
Jen, don't you feel like he's driving a car and we're just hydroplaning? Because I feel like that's where I am right now.
I love my pistachio mint flavor candy.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, as you're going to be wiseacres about it, we do have a new flavor on the ice cream bus. You can go to EastleyFarm.com and see the flavors. And it does happen to be a mint-flavored pistachio nut.
That's not a thing.
It's
not a thing.
Can I ask you a question,
yes.
Dougie? Do they make you put a helmet on before you get on your ice cream bus?
No? I don't have my. I don't spend much time actually on the ice cream bus. I'm more likely to be on a tractor than I am on the ice cream bus. For those of you who don't know, one of the trademarks of my farm, if you go to the website, eastleyfarm.com, you'll see the ice cream buses there. We have, back in the dark ages when I was much younger, one of my enterprises was being in the bus business, and I had quite a large fleet of buses, hundreds of them, serving thousands of people in the Boston area. And so when I got out of that business, I kept a few buses on the farm as a storage for parts and stuff. And so when I decided I wanted to kind of go back into the ice cream business and didn't want to use the farm, the buildings themselves, one of my friends said, well, why don't you just dig out one of the buses from the woods, clean it up, and make it an ice cream bus. Bingo, that's where the idea was born. I'm probably the only person in the country who's selling ice cream on the road out of a bus. So there. And
yeah,
yes,
well,
there are
unusual,
unique
about
flavors.
There is no such thing as mint and pistachio mixed together. I want evidence. Prove me wrong. I want
evidence.
Why
do I have to prove you? I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Uh-huh.
You have to prove that there isn't such a thing as... You're the one who's bringing that up. I'm saying I'm making a statement. So now you got to prove me wrong.
I want to see a list of flavors that are available.
I typed in pistachio mint, and the first thing that came up was pesto. Pistachio mint color. Pistachio mint crusted lamb. Pistachio mint pasta. Pistachio mint smoothie, pistachio mint ice cream.
There you go.
I want to know if that's actually our serving, though.
What? You have to make it yourself.
It's not a thing.
That's something that Miles will make. Mm-hmm. He's into ice cream making now. So maybe we'll get Gramps when he goes out there next month. We'll get him to make mint pistachio ice cream. Why couldn't you make all kinds of minty flavors?
Gross.
Combo them. Why is it gross?
Because those two flavors don't complement each other. It's not like
there's a lot of stuff. Wait a minute. There's a lot of stuff you eat that you like that's gross too.
What do I eat that you think
you.
Is gross?
Yeah, you have a lot
you
of.
Make,
gross things
you
eat.
You gross Jen and I out almost every morning with whatever you cook the night before, or sometimes when you're eating fish for breakfast. So I don't really know that your palate is the one that we need to
you're
go
like
by.
You're like my cat. I just gave
authority.
My cat seafood for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, New York and Company filed for bankruptcy.
Aww,
now, ladies, you'll have to tell
store.
Me about that.
Yeah,
all right, so what? They had 400 stores. What was there about it that was exciting?
It was just cute, affordable stuff. It was just cute, affordable stuff. And
yeah. Were they in malls?
To be honest, yes. And I, to
malls.
Be honest, I haven't gone in there in a long time. But that used to be kind of like one of the places.
They sold blouses in New York 100 years ago. They had stores in 32 states. So they are... Let's see who else is on this list here of people who have gone, companies going bankrupt. J. Crew, J.C. Penney, Needless Markup. Let's see what other companies.
It is really sad. Where are we going to get our stuff?
I don't know. Nordstrom's. Hey, do what? You're going to get them online. That's what you all want, right? You don't want to go to the store. You don't want to go vote. You don't want to sit on your fat ass at home and do nothing and have everything delivered to you. The food's delivered. The clothes are delivered. The groceries are delivered. So that's it. We're going to, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, you want to bring that song up that we can sing to that? That's the old Jager and Evans. You can find that, Phil. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, what are we going to do with our bodies? We're not doing anything. We're not going anywhere. Some of it is because I guess we kind of have to be, at least at this moment in time. The American Family Farmer show and podcast that I do every week, in addition to doing this program, I do Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power. So the American Family Farmer podcast this week is a focus on the food assistance programs that are around for farmers because they were the last to get in under this administration. Farmers and agriculture always get the last approach, the last focus. Anyway, so we talk about how you can apply through the end of August for some of the food assistance programs. And then I talked to a weather guy. This was really, Victoria, quite a good find. Andy Van Luke, he was at Iowa State. We talked about weather and atmospheric conditions and what not only affects the farmer, the weather, but all of us. It's really very interesting. More and more people listening. The American Family Farmer Show finds a new, on average, a new affiliate every week. That's because it focuses on family, food, and the farm. So if you want to catch up with some of the latest developments, you don't have to be a farmer to be interested in your food. Hopefully you're interested in the food and the farmer. Find the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Laura Banks is with me here on Your Hidden Power, one of the most creative, successful astrologers around in America today. And people are always asking you, I'm betting, that one of the major questions that comes to you, Laura, I mean, it's a question that I would ask you and do ask you when I have the opportunity, what is there about me? Where is my potential? And how can using astrology help me to achieve the potential? Sometimes people don't even know what their potential is, I think, frankly. They don't go in, they don't go far enough in because they're afraid of what they might find, and it might make their life better. And some people don't even want their lives. They'll say they want their lives to be better, but they don't want their lives. They want them to be better, but they don't want to change. They want to keep doing what they do and follow the goals they've always had, but they somehow think, what's that old expression? Repeating the same thing over again.
Expecting a different result, right.
Yeah, right.
Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Right.
You know, consciousness sucks, Doug, and it's the only game in town, right? That's the truth.
Well, thank you.
It's a T-shirt, right? You're welcome.
And that's the truth.
And thank you very much again for having me. That'll be all. You know what? It's like people don't want to know, but they're doing it anyway. So what is it? 80-90% of what we do is subconsciously driven.
Yep.
So we understand our talents. We understand our faults on some level. But what astrology does is it gives you a map of where are the gifts you don't even know you have that are waiting for you there to consume. Where mm-hmm. is your Jupiter in what house where the benefic is knocking on your door and you're subconsciously shutting it down because that one time you got hurt as a kid? Where's your Saturn? Your Saturn is going to be where your hard lessons are. Get over it. It's going to stay hard there most of your life because that's the water is hard. Water is wet, rocks are hard, lessons, I love that expression, that you're never going to get away from. That's Saturn. So if I can look at Jupiter and Saturn and start to have you at least take a look, let's just distinguish gifts You're doing it anyway. I'm not going to show you something you don't already know, but let's look at where you continue to rearrange those deck chairs, which is in where's your moon? Your moon, your emotions. If it's in a hidden house of the 12th house, you're not going to really understand half the time what you're feeling, and there's a depth to it because that's the house of Pisces. So, gosh, it would be kind of nice to know that you're a sponge around people, and you got to be careful who you're hanging out with.
You know, one of the things that I find most distressing, because I alluded to this with my overview of what people think about change, one of the things that people, both men and women, do is gossip. Mm. And I think that sets a tone for people in their relationships. And, you know, when you talk to somebody and give them advice as an astrologer and you look at their signs and say, this is what's this, 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 and this, and this is why you are the way you are. Okay, so it's good to know why. But then the assumption is that people come to you because they need some help. So when you tell them about themselves, do you go one step further and say, here's what you should do. I'm Laura Banks. I know what you should do, and I'm going to tell you what you should do.
Well, it's kind of that clear sometimes, yeah. It's a path. It's like, I'm not going to tell you I know everything and you can take or leave what I'm saying, but I can give you the insight you're looking for to know you're always going to have that issue with your brother, so let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have a weight issue because you got Cancer in your chart somewhere in a real profound way. You've got Jupiter sitting in your ascendant. You're going to have to work. You're going to have a benefit by having a joint venture with a partner. If you've got an eighth house sun, there's some real obvious stuff that you just have to have a graph of a science that goes back 5,000 years to help you understand the moment of birth impacts the personality, period. Mm-hmm. It's been proven, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, in my world, it's certainly been proven.
Well, many I think the frustration is when people actually go, when they find, you know, people that don't know about this and don't take it seriously. All right, so I know when I was born, I know where I was born, but I don't know what time I was born, and does that really make a difference? And so you can kind of guess sometimes when you learn traits about people, because there are certain traits that go with certain times of the day, right?
Right. I can do a solar chart, which gives me 2/3 of the information. I can get the planets and the signs, but not the houses without mm-hmm. the time of birth, right?
And, yeah. Well,
yeah. Everyone's going to be experiencing this pandemic differently also. It's real important. If you're a fire sign, you're going to go nuts in this environment. You know, earth and water signs are going to be kind of cool staying home. Mm-hmm. Who are you? You know, like, get to know yourself. This is the time to do it. We're all...
See, I'm a water sign. This hasn't really bothered me at all.
No.
Frankly.
No, you're good to go.
Yeah. And I think I feel like the last few days astrologically have changed because there's a lot of that stuff is breaking up that we've had, and so I feel better about moving forward. I think that's, you have to trust your own feelings. I think that's part of what Laura is telling you, which is a great astrologer, and I'm happy to have her here. Laura Banks here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.